its current state on 90.5 WKAR. Music live from Studio S here in East Lansing, performed by members of the MSU Community Music School faculty who have been playing for us all this hour, and we've just heard a flute trio comprised of Maggie Gamble, Tess Miller, and Marissa Olin. As I mentioned earlier, the school's celebrating its 20th anniversary this month, and here to tell us more about the programs offered at the school, Rhonda Buckley, who is the school's executive director and the associate dean for outreach and engagement at the MSU College of Music. Hi, Rhonda.
Hi, Mark.
Nice to see you. Also with us, bassoonist Andrea Warfel, who we heard playing a little bit earlier. This is terrific music, and we're really grateful you're here performing for us today.
Thanks for inviting us.
Sure.
It's nice to be here.
Give us the basics of what the Community Music School offers, Rhonda, and what are your most popular programs?
We have programs for people of all ages, starting with early childhood music education for the babies, infants through seven-year-olds, and classes for youth and adolescents, any instrument. And we also have Suzuki violin for, you know, strings and flute. Suzuki flute is one of the very popular instruments that
There's
we have.
There's a Suzuki flute program?
Really?
I've only ever associated with the strings.
Well, there is. In fact, we have a wonderful faculty member who you just heard play the flute, who is our Suzuki flute teacher.
Oh.
And it's a really cool instrument. The neck curves so that it's reachable for little fingers.
Oh, how interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You've got an aspiring musicians program. Who hasn't aspired to be a musician at one time or another in their life? Who is attracted to your aspiring musicians program?
Well, we are targeting youth grades 5 through 8 in our aspiring musicians program. And we work with these youth primarily from Detroit, actually. This is a program at our Detroit Center, which the university launched in 2009. President Simon had a really, you know, a drive to make sure MSU had a more solid presence in Detroit, and the Community Music School is one of those elements in our MSU Detroit Center. So that's where our aspiring musicians reside.
Andrea, how'd you happen to take up the bassoon?
I started playing bassoon in middle school. It's been a little over 20 years now. I actually started on clarinet and went to my band director to say that I liked to play low, and could I play bass clarinet? And they said, would you like to try bassoon? And I said, but what? And she said, come by Saturday. And so, and it's been a love affair ever since.
Isn't basically that an advantage of playing one of the more out-of-the-way instruments, is you tend to be in a little bit more demand?
Yep, that's true.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, how many, when you're playing in a full, have you played in a full orchestra setting?
Yep.
Are you typically the only bassoonist, or are a couple of you?
I've done it different ways. Sometimes in smaller programs, you tend to be the only bassoonist, or one of two. They usually try to have two bassoons, at least. But in orchestras the size that Michigan State has, there's usually four bassoons, sometimes more. I actually did a quick gig with the Lansing Symphony Orchestra a number of years ago. I think they were doing Brahms' Requiem, and they needed like six bassoons and a contra, so there were.
My college roommate was a bassoon player, and so I'm really familiar with your mouthpiece is out right now?
Yeah, my vocal, yeah, what that part's called.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, I was thinking we might be able to get you to solo here in a second, but we'll save that. How does your music therapy program work, Rhonda? How do you engage young people with that?
Well, music therapy is a really, really important and popular program, actually, that we have at the Community Music School. It reaches people of all ages, so not just children.
Not just children, okay.
Yeah, people of all ages with all sorts of levels of disability, whether it be closed head injuries or social or emotional issues or physical issues. And the way that music touches them is just very deep and moving. And healing. I mean, there are miracles that happen through music therapy. We employ 7 music therapists, so we have hundreds of individuals who come to seek therapy through music and have their lives benefit for the better.
Rhonda, Andrea, what has been the What's really the sweet spot for you as far as your affiliation with the music school?
I wear two hats there. Well, probably more than that. But I actually have a couple of students through the community music school, but my main job there is working in the front office. I do the HR and budget work, so I process payroll.
But everybody's a player.
Everybody's a player.
You work in HR, you play the bassoon.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
that kind of place.
Yep.
What's the most rewarding part of being involved, affiliated with this group?
There's a lot of different aspects. I have young children, and we attend the early childhood classes, and so we find that just for our family to be just an excellent source of entertainment, and often keeps the kids busy in the store, and we sing the songs from the EC classes. Mm. And I think seeing the music therapy clients come through, though, in our new building, we're set up much closer to the main entrance, so people come through, we're able to see everybody, and to watch even people who are not music therapy clients, but come in looking a little down and turn around and walk out and seem lifted up from having had a session with a therapist or a lesson with one of our teachers or with our adults in the New Horizons band having had their rehearsal and just getting to see them come out with smiling faces when they may not have walked in that way.
You are so much more visible in your new location. I mean, the new location is working out as far
it's
as you're
beautiful.
Concerned. Yeah,
it's beautiful.
Drive by it all the time.
It's and you know, since you drive by it all the time, you might want to stop in and take a music lesson because we offer beginning band for every single individual. If you've always wanted to play the baritone horn or the bassoon or the clarinet, we can take you as a student at the community music school through our New Horizons program.
I was a member of your rock camp with
Outer
Vibe. I'm a horrible electric guitar player, and I wasn't going to let that stop me from getting affiliated with Outer Vibe. We should probably talk for 30 seconds about Outer Vibe and the rock
Oh, my gosh.
Camp.
They're a band out of Grand Rapids, but Lisa Kakos, who is one of the band members, is a graduate from the MSU College of Music, a composition and theory major, and she got us involved with them through their band in collaboration with our students, and now we have annual rock camp at our community music school. They perform at the Common Ground Music Festival. It is so cool. And then we also have the rock workshops for adults, which you have participated in.
I have.
And I have too, and it was really fun. They put you in a band, and you learn some tunes with some other, you know, kind of cranky old adults, and
what baby,
it's fun.
What baby boomer has not had the rock star fantasy for at least a few seconds in his life?
And it can all come true.
You can kind of get a little closer to that dream thanks to the rock camp. How has the community music school evolved over the years? What changes have you seen that are most noticeable?
Well, this is our 20th year. In fact, we're celebrating our 20th anniversary starting tomorrow at a tailgate. And we started in the music building with 200 students. We then moved after 10 years to Timber Lane Street in East Lansing, where we were there for another 10 years and grew into about 2,800 students. And now we're in our new building on Hagedorn Road, where we invite everybody to a free tailgate from 10 till 1 tomorrow to celebrate 20 years. And we're at about 3,000 students a year. So it has grown immensely. We're reaching many adults. We really want to invite our adults who have always wanted to play an instrument to come and join us. It's never too late to start learning.
Yeah. We have a folk program as well.
Oh, a folk music. Oh, we have a lot of folk music people listening. Tell us about that.
Well, it's you know what's wonderful about our new space is it opens up to the community in a much grander way. In fact, we'll be hosting 10-pound fiddle performances. You just heard from Sally Potter.
Yeah.
They'll be performing at CMS. We're able to host some East Lansing Film Festival events. We can collaborate much more broadly with our campus community and with our arts community. So we're super thrilled about our new space. It's bright and cheerful and colorful and lots of parking. We'll accommodate you for parking, so that's not a problem.
But if you're doing tailgates, everybody's got to learn the fight song at one time or another is really what it boils down to.
Absolutely.
Our German band will be there on Saturday. They're part of the New Horizons group. A few of them get together. They'll be performing, and they were practicing the fight song just the other day.
Okay.
In the building, I heard it.
We want to thank the executive director of the MSU Community Music School, Rhonda Buckley. Best of luck and congratulations on your 20th anniversary. Andrea Warfel, best of luck to you.
Thank you.
And our flute trio, Maggie Gamble, Tess Miller, and Marissa Olin. Many thanks to all of you way over there. They're
thanks
waving.
For having us.
They're waving. Thanks very much.